USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal investigators are trying to piece together why an Amtrak train derailed in rural Montana over the weekend. Vice Chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board, Bruce Landsberg, telling reporters about the crash.
The derailment occurred on a gradual right-hand curve, and it occurred prior to reaching the switch that is there for a siding.
The deadly derailment killing three people and sending seven people to the hospital. The FBI is reporting an increase in violent crime for the first time in 4 years. The Bureau announcing its 2020 crime statistics on Monday, which shows more than a 5% increase compared to the year before. Murders and non-negligent manslaughter crimes also saw a dramatic increase of nearly 30%. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Police are scaling back the search for Brian Laundrie in a southwest Florida nature preserve. Northport police spokesman John Taylor telling media outlets the FBI is taking the lead in the hunt for Gabby Petito's fiance, adding the search will be targeted based on intelligence. Dog the Bounty Hunter also searching for Laundrie.
We have a special hotline, 833-CALL-DOG, and we've gotten over 1,000 leads. So we've really, Francie and I really started this 2 days ago. So we're going through all those leads, right? It's incredible. Pictures of him here, there. We're going through all those leads right now. I would say within 48 hours, we probably will have a location where we start the tracking at.
President Biden has received a Pfizer booster shot. A masked-up Biden receiving his third shot on camera during an event at the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Going a little bit more in-depth on the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas confirmed that 12,000 Haitian illegal immigrants who entered the country illegally were released into the United States. Fox News had a chance to catch up with this Haitian illegal immigrant, and he was asked if he's going back to Haiti.
No, never.
Into the United States?
Yes, because United States, I opportunity for young, because I'm young. I am not a job, nothing. My family is dead. My mom, my father is dead in Haiti. Because here.
The Minnesota Medical Clinic that was the scene of a deadly mass bombing reopened on Monday. Medical assistant Lindsay Overbay was killed in February and four others were wounded when a gunman opened fire in the Alena Clinic in Buffalo, northwest of Minneapolis. The facility has been renovated. Employees and people in the community have donated money to help the clinic's victims and their families. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.